Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
$1 into $1 million.
A dollar.
I mean, it's the fantasy.
That's insane.
It's possible. It's possible. Tiny bit possible.
Bro, it's 100% return on your money.
I think it's more than that. But... this man, who probably doesn't have a shot at winning this $1 million, will get an opportunity to make some money, if he agrees to surrender any chance at hitting it big. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a man sitting on a $1 million potential parlay. Back a couple months ago, last year, he did a 5-team championship parlay on FanDuel.
Wow.
Meaning he picked 5 teams to win championships in different leagues.
Mm. Oh.
He bet $1. He picked UConn to win the men's basketball championship. Hit it. The Celtics to win in the NBA. Hit it.
Damn. Wow.
Florida Panthers to win the Stanley Cup. Hit it. Dodgers to win the World Series.
No.
Hit it.
Oh, my God.
And he is one team away from turning his $1 into $1 million.
On football.
Would you like to guess which NFL team he picked to win the Super Bowl?
Well, the obvious. I'm guessing it's not the obvious.
No.
Really? Because he went with some of the obvious other choices.
Well, here's the thing. Some people thought this was the obvious choice based on the hype around this team in the offseason.
The Jets.
Bang!
Oh,
he picked the Jets.
He picked the Jets at plus 3,000 to win the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, no.
Does he hold on to that bet?
Okay, let me explain how this all works.
So he doesn't get anything if the Jets don't.
If the Jets lose, he's out completely. Right.
Not that he put that much down. It's just, you know, the potential.
He has been offered.
So there's a buyout.
One of the features on FanDuel is when you start hitting a couple things on a parlay, they will offer you a buyout.
Yeah.
The buyout that FanDuel has offered him, instead of the $1 million if he holds, is around $4,700.
Okay.
All right.
That's a steep drop.
It is, but you only bet $1.
So let's talk this out. The Jets look bad, and you know I think they're shot.
Yeah.
But they don't have 0% chance.
Right.
They're 4 games back of the Bills in the AFC East with a head-up game to go. They're 2 games back right now with the last wild card, and they currently sit, according to...
It's not impossible.
According to NFL.com, they have a 27% chance to make the playoffs. Mm. And if you want to use history... be careful with Aaron Rodgers in history.
All right.
He has had seasons where things have looked really bad for his squad, only to have an epic turnaround.
But he's old now.
He is old. Mm. He is old. But, I mean, the Jets, they got Hassan Reddick rushing the passer now. He's in camp. They went and traded for Amari. No, we have Amari Cooper. Not DeAndre Hopkins.
No,
he played last night. Oh, my God.
The guy from Arizona.
The guy from Arizona is out of Kansas City. No, he was in Arizona before. He was in Vegas. Why am I blanking on the receiver? It's how little I care about the Jets right now.
Hold on.
So much... receiver movement, it's confusing. Devontae Adams!
Yes.
If the buyout was a little bit better, I'd say that's a weak buyout. Man.
How much would the buyout have to be where it's not even a question?
Because you're talking a Millhouse. Yes. And he caught most of the parlay.
He caught everyone but the last leg. However,
he just waited out and forfeit the, you know, guaranteed money.
All right, the last leg of the parlay was by far the longest odds. It was plus 500, plus 210, plus 700, plus 320. The Jets were plus 3,000 to win the Super Bowl. So the reason it hit a Millhouse, as you said, was because of the Jets pick. What would the buyout have to be for you to guarantee I'm taking it?
I would say some kind of five-figure, right? Like 10, 20 G.
You want to get 10 G on the Jets, man. Not right now, you're not.
Then I might just hold on to it.
But is it going to bother you to let that money go?
To
watch the Jets lose, and then you knew you had the money, but...
You had $5,000.
It's going to bother you, but I would let it... I think it's a weak buyout.
Happy with your decision?
So I would just go, you know, let's have some fun.
I love how, like, you're kind of
saying... It's not my money.
I love how you're kind of saying it. I mean, you're right. You're up 5,000% already.
Right.
But, like, you're saying, like, it's a weak buyout. Like, you're, like negotiating with FanDuel.
Yeah.
Let's see what else you got.
Let me tell you what I got.
Now, it's not...
Julie.
It's not. Here's the other thing.
What?
As the season goes on,
yeah.
If the Jets improve their playoff odds, mm-hmm. the buyout could raise. The
All
closer
right,
the Jets get to
yeah,
the
we're
Super
only halfway
Bowl.
Through the season.
Yes.
Right?
The closer the Jets get to the Super Bowl, the higher the buyout goes. However, if every game the Jets lose, that buyout will most likely drop significantly.
That's why I would let it go.
So you're going to let it roll.
Yeah.
Kimmy, you taking the 5G?
I'm taking it. I'm taking the guaranteed money.
It's so funny to watch you two. She's smart financially.
At this point, I feel like I've already won. Like, I know you could potentially get a million, but the odds. It would bother me too much to watch it all go to crap and not get anything out of it.
So what's the Jets' schedule like? Is it tough, weak?
I mean,
in general.
It looks like it's right in the middle. You do have the Bills again.
Yeah.
Right? Could you bring up the Jets schedule? Mm-hmm. Again, like it matters. They lost to the Patriots, the one-win
Ooh,
Patriots
that's right.
at the time. Like,
yeah.
But then they went.
But they just won.
They beat the Texans with no wide receivers on a short week on the road.
Right.
So they got the Cardinals this week.
They're a better team than people think. No, they just beat Miami last week. They won.
No, I meant like really good cake. Like, you know, like a thick, delicious cake.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Colts, Seahawks, Dolphins, Jags,
because they're all
Rams,
right in the middle. These are all middle teams. Like, you can't make a decision. Like, there's no way
you gotta hold on.
Right.
I'm saying stick.
No, like, all of those teams are so middle of the road that you're not going to win all of them. You're going to go 500. Best case scenario.
But I'm saying, all you got to, if you get into the playoffs, man, you're excited. Just the fact that you got them to the playoffs.
Hold on.
You're saying as the person that put the money down.
As I'm the person with $1 and now I'm looking at that. I mean, that's what you gamble for.
All right, 252 WCMF.
The excitement.
263. Yeah, it would be exciting. It would also be devastating if you lost the 5G.
Yeah.
I love how you said
you didn't lose anything, man. You lost so far a dollar.
No, you had 5G. The 5G exists. It's right here. I can click it and take it. And
taxes,
I love how you're sitting here like...
Taxes, and I throw it in.
What do you think the taxes on a mill house
And wouldn't
would
you... I mean,
well,
you
I'll
could...
let you know.
No, you won't, because the Jets ain't winning the Super Bowl.
And if you just see that as bonus money, we could take that and put it on more bets.
Oh,
you know?
She's right. I mean, oh, that's a gambler's mentality. Cash out, go back in.
Now you're just chasing.
You're chasing with...
Yeah, but you're playing with money you didn't have before.
She's right, you know. 252 WCMF, there was a man sitting on a parlay ticket. It was a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-team championship parlay. He, UConn men's basketball, hit. Boston Celtics NBA championship, hit. Florida Panthers Stanley Cup champions, hit. Dodgers won the World Series. His last team he needs a championship to hit $1 million on a $1 bet are the New York Jets. He has been offered a $4,700 cash out buyout. Mm. Do you keep it? Tommy says he's rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Here's the other problem with your theory. Let's say the Jets do the impossible, and with 27% odds to make the playoffs, they make the playoffs in their right. Mm. You still have to get through.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Kansas City.
But, man, now you're really getting excited because now you're way farther than you thought you were going to be at this point in the season.
Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, healthier Houston, potentially Cincinnati, right, who's always scary come playoff time. The Steelers look like they might be formidable right now. Like, it's impossible. It is freaking impossible. You take the 5G, even though I want to be on your side.
What are you going to do with the 5G? And you're not going to get 5G. You're going to get $2,500.
Okay, I still got $2,500 bucks.
You know who's going to take that? Your wife. She's going to buy window treatments and plates. Hey, way to go.
What do you think she's going to do with $500,000?
I don't know. Let's find out.
More expensive windows and shinier plates.
Beautiful plates.
Yeah, you know what? No, I switch back. I'm with Tommy. Let's roll it.
Have some fun.
Are you?
Well, no, it's not no, because the second they lose a game and that buyout goes down to like $300.
Right.
He says, you want this guy to fail. That's why you're saying stick with the two.
I think it's way more interesting going my way.
I mean, it's interesting if you're watching from the outside.
Right. Yeah, right, right.
Not if it's your
money. But
to
watch those odds go down, it's going to kill you.
Can I ask you a question? Let's say this is you.
Yeah.
And you're going to confide in your wife.
Yeah.
What would your wife want you to do?
Oh, she wants the buyout.
She wants five grand. What would your husband want you to do?
Oh, I think he's taking... I think he's a guy that will take the guaranteed money because, again, I think he would use it to gamble more.
Okay. My wife would want me to sit. And try and play for the
really?
Because she's cool.
No, well, like my wife, she's brilliant. Mm. She is not a gambler. And it continually amazes me what risks she's willing to take with guaranteed money. Because I do FanDuel. And she wants to buy every 50-50 raffle ticket. Mm. She's convinced she's going to win, right? She'll do every, we watched our wives gamble at Kimmy's. They were all excited. We're going to do it. One betting chip, please. And they embarrass himself on roulette. But she never wants to cash out. Yeah. She always wants to ride it out. And then when we lose, she goes, why didn't you tell me to cash out?
Well, I always think about it this way. Like, if you're going to bet and you don't have a lot invested, go all in.
Okay.
Go max bet.
Okay.
Because if you'll really hit, like, constantly taking buyouts, it's not a lot of fun.
It's not a lot of fun.
There's not a lot of juice to it. You know what I mean?
Okay. A lot of juice in 57.
Well, I wonder, do we know if he was offered a buyout before the season started?
Well, no, because the Dodgers just won the World Series.
Oh, true.
Right? So it's when the Dodgers hit, when you're one away, that's when the buyout's
showing
up. I
just wondering if he's been watching the buyout go down.
Like, every time I see those, like, billboards with people that have hit.
Yeah.
I never see about, hey, he took the buyout of $4,700.
Oh, yeah, because the billboard probably costs more than the buyout.
Yes.
All right, so good luck to this man. I kind of
want to... I got to pull for the guy.
The Jets aren't winning the Super Bowl.
I know, but I got to root for the dude. I'm not rooting for the Jets, but I have to feel...
You have to root for the Jets.
In rooting for the dude, you're rooting for the Jets.
I know, but it's more about the guy than Aaron weird-ass Rodgers and his mushroom sauce. Whatever he does. Whatever he's taking.
Him and Mama Celeste getting together. Let's take a break.
But she's a stoner?
No, she makes sauce.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.